Grant Allard's Ruby Lye.
She probably should have won a race by now. She's done everything right and she's done a nice race first up.
Which one would be your best?
You're probably going to lean probably toward the maid.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Ruby L the outside, Forge is clear. Ruby L close to the line, got the better of MCG.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. You betcha we do. And today we are racing on the plastic, the synthetic, the wax, the poly at Sportsbet Pakenham Park. Whitey, and very, very keen to see what we can do. But no grass to talk of.
No, there's not, which is probably not a bad thing because there's been a fair bit of millage around last night. Again, another four or so mils in the city gauge with a lot more expected today. So it's probably good that we're on the synthetic, I reckon.
Yes, you're probably right.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Now, I'm very excited.
I know, because your man, you better say hello to your man.
My man has been off the charts for a little while and it's back into the fold, back into the bosom of the early mail here on RSN 97. Benny Hayes, welcome.
Thanks for having me back on. I thought you forgot about me.
Mate, where have you been?
Well, he's been busy.
Just don't know. He's very busy.
He's leading the operation now.
Well, that's true, yeah. You and JD doing some great things now. We wish you the best of luck with that. My heart's been aching, Ben.
Oh, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has been way too long. I hope you're well. I hope it's going well. The new combination looking pretty good to me, and we hope it goes well today at Sportsbet Pakenham Park. You got four running today, and Whitey's very keen in the first one. Whitey?
Yeah, well, Benny, we wanted to talk to you because race one, number two, is Fight in the Dog. And I must confess, when I saw that, I thought, oh, it must be full of Western Bulldogs players and all that sort of thing, especially with your link to the Dogs. But they're full of Bombers.
Yeah, it is. It is. So my brothers went to school with Zach Merritt, our best mate,
yep,
at school, and they played football together. And, yeah, I think that was how it all came to hand. So they got an opportunity to buy this horse, and Zach got all the Western Bulldogs boys in, and then my brothers are in it as well, and it's a big group of boys. So if it runs well, I think there'll be a lot of happy footballers, and my brothers will be very happy as well.
So it's a homebred. It's not a sales buy. It's they had the mare and Zach got it, put it in foal and got, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's been a homebred.
They've done the whole process. They've had it since his tiny horse and he's grown up, and it's been quite funny. We've been teasing my brother because it wasn't the biggest horse you ever see. It was on the small side, and it's just improved. Was given it time, and it actually doesn't look too bad now, so yeah, hopefully it can run a good race. I'm looking forward to it.
So what's it like when you are training a horse that's full of AFL footballers who are pretty competitive? Do you get a lot of sort of messages and a lot of pressure and all that sort of thing? How does it all work?
Actually, I'm lucky. My brothers get all the messages. I've kind of palmed it off to them. But know that they like winning. So if it wins, I'm sure there'll be a lot of tweets. And he's actually not going too bad, guys. His last trial was on the synthetic at Flemington, and he looked quite good. So he's a sneaky chance to run a good race. So I'm looking forward to seeing him run.
So just before we go, we'll get half to go through all the form and all that sort of thing, Ben, but some of the names that are involved in this horse, apart from Zach Merritt, include Cale Hooker, who's got a number of good horses, Michael Hurley, Job Watson, Oratio Fantasia, Connor McKenna's involved, Mark Harvey is involved in lots and lots and lots and lots of horses, Joe Danaher. So there's some pretty big names involved in this one.
Yes, there is. There's a couple of the boys actually have come to the farm as well to have a look. So, no, they're, I'm sure they're very excited. They're looking forward to it, and hopefully Fighting the Dog lives up to its reputation.
Well, it's race one, number two, Fighting the Dog today. Race three, number 10, Sino Witness is first up as well. First career start at a barrier three today. Star Witness gelding. Benny, what's Sino Witness done for you at home?
I think it might find it a little bit on the short side today. It's trailed up well, but I think he'll see the best when he gets to a mile and beyond. I still think he'll run a nice race, but just look for it hitting the line and improving out of the run.
Right, that's a bit of a watch on Sino Witness, race three, number 10. Race five, number 11, Thoughtful Lads in action. He's had a couple of starts this campaign and hasn't been going that well. Can we improve today?
I think we just watched that one today, boys.
Righto. And then the last one is at race nine, number 12. How do we say this? Is it Wydad?
Yeah, Wydad.
Wydad.
And unfortunately, that one was probably our best today, and we've got to scratch. It's not scratched yet, but it's about to be scratched.
Oh, so, bookmakers rule of line. Yep. What's happened to Wee Dad?
Just the phone's a roll in its paddock and got a little cut in its leg that we need to treat. So nothing serious, but yeah, it's one you should watch.
Righto, we'll keep an eye on Wee Dad, race 9, number 12. Well, we'll put it in our black books for next time. So what's your best today then, Benny?
Let's go find the dog. We'll get it home for the Essendon boys.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. 11 bucks the early market too at teb.com.au. I'll take that and I'll run. It's nice to hear your voice, young man. Good luck with the new combination. We'll look forward to spending some time with you building up through the spring.
Yes, let's hope so. Thanks for having me on.
Good man. Ben Hayes with us as part of the early mail today. Race 1, number 2, Fighting the Dog for your mates, Whitey, is our $11 specialist.
Cale Hooker's got some good horses at the moment.
Well, that annoys me.
It annoys me as well.
Yeah, to have, throw towels in front of its face and let it take off? Is it a danger to itself and other people, like most of mine? Matt Kamani has had some excellent horses in and work at the moment too. He's doing great things. He joins us again. Hello, Matt.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. Now, you got 3 on the plastic, the synthetic, the wax, the poly today for us. Race 4, number 7, Dreaming Tornado is your first one. It's had one career start. I like those Toronados. Although, she's taking a while to get to the races, Matty. What's happened?
Yeah, well, she was actually up in New South Wales, and apparently the owner, a different owner, wasn't paying her bills, bills, and the horse was turned out into paddock and sort of basically forgotten about for a couple of years, and then came on the market. Jeff Wallace, my owner, was very shrewd in finding her for very little money. Bought her, and we gave her a go. So she's sort of hoping to, you know, that she'll prove to be a hidden gem.
Okay, so she had the one start, she finished third at Ballarat on the synthetic. You're hoping for some things from what you saw?
Yeah, I think so. I've always really liked her. She's got lovely action. She's got a bit of spirit, a bit of fight about her. I thought it was a really good run. I thought she got beaten basically through her greenness. She sort of looked like the winner throughout the run, I thought. And then, got to front a bit too soon maybe in a horse past her and she was left a bit flat-footed. I think her danger possibly is that she wants a little bit further, but I wasn't too keen on stepping her up just yet while she's still learning. So she may be caught out by fast horses today, but I think she'll run really well.
All right, that's race 4, number 7, Dreaming Tornado. Race 6, number 4, Deserved, is in a 7-horse field today. So have to be some sort of chance. Up in grade from a 64 to a 70, and finished 6th last time out on the synthetic in a 64. Why are we going up in grade, Matthew?
Just because we've... I wanted to get Fred back on her, who's won on her before, and stepping up in grade and getting a low weight this time of year on the synthetic, finding a relatively easy benchmark 70, I think will hopefully prove to be a shrewd move. A bit worried about stepping up in distance, even though it's only by 100 metres, but I wasn't convinced after her last start that she does want an increase in distance. If anything, I thought maybe a drop to 2,000. She has in the past also shown me that perhaps she can go a bit further. So it's possible that she's by done deal. There's every chance that she will actually appreciate it, and we just have to put a line through her last one.
Okay, that's race 6, number 4. Then race 7, number 10, who got us our win place double last time out on the early mile. KU is back in action. It was a good run over the 1400 metres up to the mile today. Can we win today?
I think so. Yes, I'm probably having had our first. And only runner yesterday, first runner for the season, and was a winner. I'm riddled with overconfidence today. I think we can probably, hopefully get a couple of winners, and I think I'm hoping KU can be one of them. She's certainly building like she's been ready for a winner. Last start was very good, just didn't quite finish the race off. I think she won 1600, and she's now sort of in a relaxed enough place, third up, that she can get the trip and finish off well with a claim.
All right, sounds pretty good to me. Which one's your best for the punters today for our dollar?
I do like Dreaming Tornado. I think she's a really promising horse going forward. Has a few weak spots possibly at this distance, but I think she's the class horse.
Righto, we'll take it. 3:30 and a run. Wish you the best today. Hope that confidence goes gangbusters for the entire season, not just the first week of it. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.